Today we're going to talk about the idea of reaping and sowing. We've been listening to the song Sow Mercy, which is sung by Bill Gaither Vocal Band, and it talks about sowing mercy. And then we're going to look a little bit at how the Bible uses that idea of sowing and sowing mercy. Often in the Bible we see the idea of reaping what you sow being used as a warning. If you sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. So there's the idea that you do bad things and bad things come from it. We also have the words that Paul gives. Know that God's not mocked, for whatever you sow, that you'll reap. So whatever you sow, that you'll reap. The idea there also seems to be a warning that bad things have bad outcomes. So that's the first idea we see in the Bible, is that bad actions have bad consequences. When I think of the Bible talking about reaping what you sow, I tend to think more of the warning side, those admonitions. And there's a sequence of events that happen. First you sow, then you reap. Anyone familiar with plants at all knows that first you sow, and without sowing, there is no reaping. The idea of sowing always comes first. In the Bible, people knew about sowing and reaping. It was a very good metaphor for Jesus to use, for Paul to use, for every writer to use, because it was an agricultural society. Sowing and reaping was very common and very close to them. They understood the process, how plants grow. So when he talked about sowing and reaping, it was an example that was very concrete to them that they could look at right away. So in that process, seed is planted, the plant grows, and matures, and then there's a reaping of the harvest. So the Bible, when speaking of that, was talking in terms of things that the people understood very well. And in the Bible, we see this idea of warnings, but we also see the idea of sowing what you reap in terms of good things. So I'm going to read Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So here we see the idea of sowing righteousness and reaping mercy. These are two good things. We have a positive action, sowing righteousness, resulting in a positive outcome, reaping mercy. When we were listening to that song, the idea of sowing mercy was that if you sow mercy, you'll reap mercy. And that positive thought was in that song so that this child could understand that that's the way it works. That's the way the world works. And that is the way that God created the world, and that's the way it works. You reap what you sow. There's no other way that it happens. If you plant tomatoes, you get tomatoes. If you plant corn, you get corn. So that idea of reaping what you sow is, everybody understands that. We don't always understand it in terms of actions. So in Hosea 10:12, we see the idea of having positive acts resulting in positive outcomes. So we've also been talking about the idea of sowing into, and we talked about sowing into in a spiritual sense. We're talking about putting in some type of action, activity. We could be talking about money, we could be talking about effort, we could be talking about prayer, we could be talking about lots of things that we do when we sow into some event or some spiritual activity that we're trying to support or help to grow. And the interesting thing about that is that in the spiritual sense, there's a process that's very much like the agricultural sense. So we can plant, we can make conditions, we can help to set up a situation where God, through the Holy Spirit, can act, and through those actions then have results that are much different than what we can get ourselves. And the reason for that is, just like in agriculture, we can make conditions for growth to occur. We can make conditions for plants to germinate and for them to sprout, but we can't make them grow. We don't make plants grow. Plants grow by themselves. Plants grow according to the plans that God has already laid down in them genetically. They're able to pull from the soil things that they need to grow, and God gives the increase. God is the one who's providing that ability for that plant to grow and develop. And so it is when we're sowing into things. I mean, we're hoping that when we sow into something, we're going to get some output. Just like when we sow in a field, we want to see not just what we put in, but we want to see multiplication of what we put in. We want to see more of that same kind of thing, a mature version. We're not trying to grow seeds. We put in seeds and we try to grow crops. And so that there's an output that's similar or of a like thing to what was planted, but it's fully developed and it's mature and it's ready to be used. And I think spiritually we look at that in the same way, is what we hope to happen when we sow into something, that there's going to be development, there's going to be the actions of the Holy Spirit, there's going to be the activities that only God can make happen that will provide an outcome that is spiritually significant and much greater than what it is that we could ever put in. So I like that idea of sowing into. And I like the idea that only God can give the increase. I come from a manufacturing background where we make parts and we put parts together to make things. And in that activity, we are doing the work. We're building and we put them together and get out what we put in. But in this spiritual world, we put in activities that are more like agriculture, where we're planting, we're tilling, we're weeding, we're doing things that are trying to provide that correct environment for the Holy Spirit to act and provide that environment that God can work in. But only God gives the increase. We know that we can plant and water, just as Paul talked about. He planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. There's only God doing the work. And God does what he wants to do. We don't, by our action, put any constraints on God. We are not expecting God to do anything other than what he wants. We are expecting him to do according to his nature. He always does according to his nature. But he doesn't guarantee any particular outcome is going to be what we want it to be. All we're doing is putting conditions together that are favorable for him to act in the way that he wants to act. And he will do his will regardless. It's always him that's producing the action, not us. It's us being willing, us being ready. So that idea is just like a farmer. We're tilling, we're planting, we're weeding. And when the time comes, it's possible that we will be involved in the harvest. And it's a great thing when we're involved in the harvest, when we see the result of our actions paying off spiritually. We see people being edified. We see people coming to know the Lord. We see lives changed through our activity. But it's God's working that makes that happen. And we're able then to participate and see that benefit come out. So we see this idea of sowing and reaping. It's a metaphor. It's not something that we actually do. We don't go out and plant mercy in the ground. We don't throw righteousness up in the air and have it fall and grow like if we were really sowing. But it's a good metaphor. We don't physically cast things into the air or put them in the ground, but we do go out and do righteous deeds, righteous acts. So when the Bible talks about us sowing righteousness, it's talking about things that we do, things that we're going to do, or ways that we are going to be, But the idea of sowing is an action. So the idea of sowing righteousness means that we would be doing righteous acts. If we're going to sow mercy, we're going to be doing merciful acts. We're going to be doing things that may or may not result in good things for us. That mercy may come back to us in a way, as a song mentions, but even if it doesn't, we are building up God's kingdom. We are benefiting God's kingdom in this world by these actions that we're sowing into the kingdom work by doing positive actions of righteousness and mercy. And we have an expectation that we will reap, or God will reap, somebody else will reap the benefits of our good actions. Our responsibility is sowing at this point. So when we look at this idea of sowing, if we think about it, what is it? Metaphorically, it's talking about us investing. So if we're going to sow into something, we are investing in it. We're investing our effort. We're investing our money. So the idea of sowing and investing is, when we look at that, we can see that those two ideas are linked, that we can invest, but we don't make it grow. God makes it grow. We are able to invest in God's kingdom with the idea that righteousness and mercy will grow out of it. So that was the idea that we had with sowing mercy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that in the Bible we have these concrete messages, things that people knew about, as well as more abstract thought, using those examples that they knew to understand the ideas, the idea that sowing is tied to our investing in the kingdom, doing what acts of righteousness that we can do, and knowing that the reward or the outcome of that is going to be mercy or other positive outcomes that benefit the kingdom of God here in this world. So we thank you for that opportunity for us to be in the field. We thank you for that opportunity for us to sow. We pray that we would be diligent and we would be sowing what it is you would have us to sow, for we all have different seeds. But we pray that we would be sowing according to our gifts and according to your desires for us. And we look forward to that time when those harvestings come and we are able to see that reaping, either in this world or in the next world. That time will come, that sowing will result in a reaping. So we thank you for that knowledge, and we thank you for all that you do for us. We pray again that you would continue to bless us with the ability to do those things that you've given us to do, that you would keep us true to that path. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's a song that goes right along with that idea of sowing and reaping. Sowing in the morning, sowing deeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.